FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ Community Music. A great song from Sancta Shreel, Dare to Hope, Brit Nicole Gold before that. Hey, at 7:04, Liam and Fred with you. Happy Thursday.
Make sure to turn your clocks back. Fred, what day is that?
Saturday into Sunday.
That's crazy. Yeah. And we're coming to the end of daylight savings time. So remember to fall back. Turn those clocks back an hour before you go to bed.
Yeah, so otherwise you show up at church an hour early.
Right.
If you forget to do that.
Exactly.
Now, of course, like you said to me the other day, your phones do that now.
Everything's automatic now, other than the microwave, really.
The microwave and the car clock.
Everything's going smart.
They need to make that one.
Everything's going smart eventually.
Yeah, because they always hide how to do that one.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah. Good morning to you. Our very special guest this morning is Bruce Norton. Bruce, the chairman and CEO of Families Renewed Incorporated. Bruce, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
It's great to have you here. Welcome back to the WJTL studios. It's been a while.
It has indeed.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Oh, absolutely. Well, we're streaming live for TikTok right now, so I want to...
I think that's great.
...do a shout out to my TikTok followers.
Yeah.
I also drive a school bus part-time, so I want to do a shout-out to the kids on Tech 22 over in York County, as well as the kids who used to ride in Dallastown, Bus 66.
Yeah, I love that they're watching you on TikTok. That tickles
awesome.
Me.
Absolutely.
Hello to everybody on Bruce's bus. It's great to have you, and everybody on your TikTok stream as well. Bruce, before we start out talking about your event that's coming up this weekend, tell us a little bit about your history with suicide prevention. You started out as a 14-year-old
Yes.
working a suicide hotline. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, I was trained in the summer of 1978, and I was 14 at the time, and I started answering suicide hotline calls. It wasn't always a suicide. Sometimes it was just somebody who needed to talk, somebody who had some kind of a crisis that was going on.
Yeah.
And basically used the techniques that they taught me during training to talk them through and to help them. And I've had a passion for it ever since.
Yeah. There is a big crisis with suicide in our country.
There is. Suicide is actually the second leading cause of death in kids in that 10 to 24-year age group. Mm. And as bad as it is in the fact that it grabs the headlines, there's actually another problem which is even bigger, and that is self-harm. One out of every two kids in that age group are engaged in self-harm on a regular and continuing basis.
Wow. If parents are having kids that are struggling with suicide, self-harm, some of those things, what's the best thing for them to do? What advice can you give them?
Well, first off, whenever you're dealing with anybody in crisis, it isn't about what you say, it's about how you listen.
Mm.
And so that's the first thing is to listen, not to give a lot of advice, just kind of let them talk it out. The other thing is if you can find a therapist to get them hooked up with a therapist and get them some professional help whenever possible.
And you have a big event that's coming up this weekend that will hopefully bring some attention to what families and kids are going through, but also raise some funds. Tell us about that.
Yes, we've actually got a program that is a prevention program for suicide and self-harm. And so we're raising awareness about that program as well as raising funds for it. It is a K-12 curriculum that will be eventually taught in schools that we're doing. And the bike ride is the Mason-Dixon Ride for Life. It is on Saturday, November 4th. It starts at 10 o'clock. That's when registration starts at the Mason-Dixon Fairgrounds in Delta, Pennsylvania. And it'll end at Pleasant Hill Fire Company, right behind Pleasant Hill Fire Company, just south of Hanover, Pennsylvania. And there we'll have music, we'll have food, we'll have drinks, and we'll also have therapists there for anybody that wants to talk to a therapist.
Wow, that's amazing. So it's a motorcycle ride.
Yes.
So anyone who wants to ride and help to raise funds and awareness can do that.
Absolutely.
So do they need to sign up ahead of time?
They don't have to. We would like for them to, of course, and they can go to MasonDixonRideForLife.org and they can find out more about the organization, more about the ride, and they can also pre-register there. If not, all they have to do is come between 10 and 11 o'clock at the Mason-Dixon Fairgrounds, and they can register there on site, and kickstands are up at 11 o'clock.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Also, breakfast is available for purchase if folks want to do that.
Breakfast is available for purchase there, or if you want to wait and have lunch, you can have lunch, and that's available for purchase over at Pleasant Hill.
The Mason-Dixon Ride for Life for the Prevention of Suicide and Self-Harm in Children and Young Adults happening this Saturday. It's rain or shine. Looks like you're going to have great weather.
Yes, it's going to be beautiful. It's supposed to be sunny, and it's supposed to warm up a little bit, so I'm very happy about that.
It's exciting. Registration kicks off at 10 a.m. Details are online, MasonDixonRideForLife.org. We're going to talk more with Bruce coming up in just a bit. The Afters and Passion next.